Imagine turning on your computer at 9 a.m., making a few calculated trades, and closing shop by 4 p.m. with more money than you started with. That's the alluring promise of day trading. But behind this seemingly simple concept lies a complex world where 80% of participants fail within their first year. Day trading isn't just another investment strategy. It's a specific approach requiring discipline, focus, and a business mindset that sets it apart from traditional investing. Unlike investors who hold positions for months, seeking long-term value, day traders close all positions by market end, speculating on short-term price movements. As the trading adage goes, the market doesn't care about your feelings, a crucial reality check for anyone entering this high-stakes arena. Day trading requires treating your activity as a legitimate business, not a hobby. The key practice is closing all positions nightly, eliminating overnight risk, while requiring quick decisions during market hours. Success demands proper planning, dedicated capital, appropriate equipment, and professionalism. Successful traders typically specialize in a limited number of securities rather than following the entire market. This concentration enables deeper understanding of specific price patterns, similar to a specialist doctor whose focused expertise becomes a competitive advantage. A trading day begins with reviewing your mental state and market conditions. Are you distracted? What overnight news might affect markets? What economic announcements are scheduled? This preparation helps avoid panic decisions. Setting realistic profit targets and loss limits is essential. Many successful traders follow specific risk-reward ratios, perhaps risking 2 ticks to pursue 3 ticks of profit, similar to how poker professionals calculate odds before betting. When trades go wrong, accept the loss, close your position, and move on. Holding losing positions often leads to bigger losses. Remember trading maxims like cut your losses and ride your winners. Day traders must select assets with sufficient liquidity for quick transactions, appropriate volatility for profit opportunities, and reasonable capital requirements for effective position sizing. Rather than following numerous markets, successful traders typically specialize in just one or two, like a chef mastering a signature dish instead of the entire menu. For example, focusing solely on E-mini S&P 500 futures during regular hours allows traders to learn specific patterns like pre-market behavior and end-of-day volatility. Popular day trading vehicles include derivatives, futures and options that provide leveraged exposure to indexes, forex markets offering nearly continuous trading with high liquidity, and common stocks. Each has distinct characteristics. Futures offer standardized contracts and tax benefits but require more capital, while stocks have lower entry barriers but face pattern day trading regulations requiring minimum account sizes of $25,000. Day traders primarily rely on technical analysis, studying price pattern charts to measure supply and demand. This approach assumes securities move in repeating trends that can be identified to predict price movements until new events create different patterns. Technical analysts draw trend lines showing price direction, creating channels connecting highs, resistance level, and lows, support level, to identify likely trading ranges. These act as invisible ceilings and floors that prices bounce between until they break through, a significant signal itself. Chart patterns signal potential price movements. Head and shoulders formations, three peaks with the center highest, often indicate coming declines. Gaps, breaks between price bars, usually caused by news, typically signal trend changes. These patterns reveal the market's psychological footprints. Despite numerous proven systems marketed to traders, every approach has limitations. When patterns become widely recognized, profit opportunities vanish as traders crowd in, like a secret fishing spot ruined by popularity. Effective technical analysis blends pattern recognition with an understanding of market psychology. For every buyer, there's a seller, with prices adjusting to match supply and demand. Despite this efficiency, markets remain dominated by psychology. While people sell securities for various reasons, taxes, tuition, pension obligations, they typically buy for one reason, belief the price will rise. Traders often see what they want in charts rather than objectively analyzing signals. The best traders develop an instinct for market psychology and can determine why their counterparty is trading, like a poker player reading tells to distinguish strength from bluffing. Several indicators measure market sentiment. Momentum oscillators plot price changes against moving averages, revealing overbought or oversold conditions. Volume shows trading excitement and whether there's enough support for price trends. Money flow indicators combine price and volume data to reveal capital movement. Markets also exhibit superstitious patterns like the January effect, stocks rising in early January, and the Monday effect, poor Monday performance. However, these anomalies typically disappear once enough traders recognize and exploit them, as efficient markets eventually correct unexplained phenomena. Day traders must balance risk putting enough capital to work while preserving enough to survive inevitable losses. Position sizing is this critical balance, never risking the entire account on one trade while maintaining enough exposure to generate profits. Dividing your capital into portions, whether 10 parts, 100 parts, or fractional allocations, allows you to withstand multiple losing trades. Like a poker player who never risks more than 5% of their chips, this approach ensures you can survive bad luck until skill prevails. Money management systems help determine optimal position sizing. Fixed fractional trading limits each position to 2 to 10% of your account. The Kelly criterion calculates ideal risk percentage based on win rates and gains-loss ratios. William Gann's system has one primary rule: divide capital into 10 parts and never risk more than one part per trade. Day trading creates immense psychological pressure. Controlling emotions is crucial. Markets don't care about your feelings. 5 emotions can derail trading: anxiety, causing hesitation; boredom, leading to bad trades; depression; fear, causing risk aversion; and greed, holding positions too long. Walk-away money, typically 3 months' expenses in cash, provides psychological security. This cushion prevents desperate trading driven by fear or necessity, allowing decisions based on strategy rather than need. Successful day traders maintain balance by closing positions and engaging in non-market activities. Exercise helps burn off trading-induced adrenaline, while meditation builds mental discipline for chaotic conditions. Maintaining connections with friends and family provides emotional support and prevents unhealthy market attachment. Develop a strategy for handling profits, whether reinvesting, trading more aggressively, or withdrawing them. Many successful traders routinely withdraw a percentage for less volatile investments, creating financial security beyond trading. Trading plans provide essential discipline. A well-tested plan identifies profitable patterns while providing clear action guidelines. When something isn't working, take responsibility. Review your trading diary to determine if the issue lies with your system or execution. Day trading suits self-motivated market enthusiasts with investing experience, system understanding, and decisive personalities. It's not for those seeking quick riches, team-oriented people, thrill seekers, or those with boundary issues. Success requires discipline to follow a tested system through winning and losing streaks. Your edge comes not from outsmarting others, but from understanding yourself, your strengths, weaknesses, and emotional triggers, and developing a system aligned with your personality.